95.7 Lincoln, Nebraska.
FM, The Cross, functions entirely on volunteer work. However, without you, there is no radio station. If you would like to see this station continue its mission outreach to the Lincoln community and the world, please consider a donation. More information can be found at www.thecross957.org. Our email is info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org. Thank you.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School offers an academically rich educational experience in a Christ-centered environment where the groundwork is laid for a lifetime of learning. Students are encouraged to work toward independence at an early age and given the tools to take responsibility for their own study. Our commitment to Christian values, dedicated teachers, and parental support serve to motivate children to perform at their highest potential. For information, contact our school at 402-423-7677.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool in Lincoln, Nebraska is a fantastic school for your child, grandchild, or even a friend's child to attend. Whether or not you know a student attending, you might be wondering if there is a way you can support the school. Well, you can. SCRIP. SCRIP is an amazing system that provides money to the school at no cost to you. The way SCRIP works is simple. You buy a gift card to a store you wish to purchase items from. What you spend there, that company then takes a certain percentage of the purchase and provides that funding to the school. You buy your stuff, they give money to the school. It's that easy. So come on down to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School. Buy SCRIP and financially support Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool. Thank you for your support.
We live in a sin-filled world, and the darkness of that sin sometimes causes us to be down. Down and out, down and depressed. But take heart. Jesus says, I am the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. This is Pastor Clint Poppe, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We would like to invite you to join us for worship and hear the life-giving, life-changing message of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for you and for the light of the world. We gather each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school and Bible study in between, and every Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Please join us, won't you? We're located just north of 40th and Old Cheney. And remember, Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
May contribute.
Start over.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The following program has been rated A for ad-libbed in the extreme. Any topic in any tone may be discussed in the next hour and not just by us. You, the audience, may also contribute to our ramblings at Tangent Radio at, There's two ats there. Can't even read my own notes. At Tangent Radio.
Off on a Tangent Radio at gmail.com.
Uh-uh.
Is it?
What?
Yeah, it's Off on a Tangent
That's
Radio.
That's our Gmail.
Yes.
I'm doing the Twitter. Let me do my intro. My goodness. At Tangent Radio 957. That is the Twitter feed. What's the Gmail again?
Off on a Tangent Radio at gmail.com.
Thank you.
I'm so excited about
that. They got that one twice just for good measure. What's our Facebook?
Facebook.com/Off on a Tangent Radio.
All right. Yep. Those are our contacts. Seriously, contact us and contribute to the following talk show. After letting us run things for a bit, you'll probably want a little bit of control. Off on a Tangent is next.
Welcome to Off on a Tangent, April 1st, 2017. Got a little different show today.
Yes, I see that.
Yeah, so anyway, first up, Falco with Rock Me Amadeus. Rock Me Amadeus by Falco on Off on a Tangent. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful evening, maybe?
Yeah, well, sort of. Sort of, you know, outside's a little little on the cool side.
Right.
I feel like such a Nebraskan today, though, because I've got a sweatshirt on, I've got jeans on, and sandals.
Yep. You're officially a dad.
Yeah, Ashley does that too. She's pointing at herself. So, yeah, we have quite the crowd here tonight.
Yeah,
we have,
unfortunately,
Eric cannot make
Eric's
it.
Eric's not here.
The crowd minus one.
So you are Jim.
So I this is Captain Kirk. I'm in Eric's seat right now. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he doesn't mind. And tonight we have lovely Callie, sweet Callie K over there running the show.
Howdy.
Hey. So she's learning how to do the whole producing thing because they have a show starting, Ashley and Sweet Callie K. Ashley, you can have a radio name?
No.
No? Oh.
No, I'm a boss as is.
You're a boss as is. Okay. So they have a Show Tunes and Broadway show coming up.
Yeah.
Hopefully this Monday night at 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. And then I'm pretty sure that show's going to run at other times later in the week. I have to look at that.
Cool.
So that is Notes from the Stage.
Oh.
So just in case they can't get a producer on some nights, Callie's learning how to do it. So this is a perfect opportunity for her. So thank you.
Nice.
Thank you very much for that.
No pressure, my
boy.
No pressure.
So Sweet Callie K and Ashley are here, and also our good friend Ben. He is here. Not sure why.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot. He has a name.
He's just here to hang out, which we're so glad that he's here.
Yeah.
And if he wants to be on the radio, he definitely can be. We can set him up with that. And so we also have Adam here and this guy on my right, whoever he is.
I'm gonna call him Pajama Man because every time he comes in, he's wearing pajamas.
Wandered in one day and sat down, and they
had no idea who you were. They just sat down and started talking.
It happened. There happened to be a microphone in my face as I was talking. So
yeah, so
that's
here we are. That song.
Yes.
Intensely 80s.
Yes. It is very 80s. Yes.
Yeah, we were talking off air how.
But it's a good 80s. It's a good 80s. It defines the 80s.
It's yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of electro, kind of
what strikes me as really 80s about that song is the vocalization.
Right.
Like just
Can you imitate it for us?
I mean, no. I don't
Come on.
I don't need to, you know, a little bit goes a long way. Don't get me wrong, I like it, but
yeah. Okay. So, no one knows what language that's in. Everyone guessed Latin.
Because of Amadeus, we're just assuming that would be Latin.
No, it's German.
It's German?
Well, of course. It's German.
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, why do you have to tell us that? I was going to guess German.
My next guess was going to be Japanese.
I
was
gonna...
yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
No. I mean, when I was in high school, I took German 4 years and hardly remember any of it. But
well, it's probably because you didn't use it.
I don't use it. Yeah. Which is weird because I went to a Lutheran school.
Use it
and
or
they
lose
don't
it.
Teach German in a Lutheran school, which you know, it started speaking German for first maybe 30, 40 years of like history of the school.
See, the only reason that I was going to guess German on that is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Right.
I believe he was a German composer. Mm-hmm. Show.
Yeah.
Which I only know that because you know they made a movie about it.
Right. I mean, the reason why we listened to it in high school is like there's hardly any kind of German artist to listen from except from Rammstein, which was just big.
Rammstein.
Yeah.
Rammstein.
So
you can't mistake that's a German group.
It's either that or Falco. So we listened to Falco and got his album and just like it's actually really good and I've kind of had that in my library for all these years. So anyway.
You guys have good memories of the 80s? I mean, Not you two. You're like 11 years old.
How so. Ben, when were you born?
Is 5.
When
he
when,
told
when,
me this.
You were born in 96.
96.
Ben
lied
was born
to
in
me.
96.
Wow. Okay.
David, what year were you born in?
Last year.
Holy cow. We're going to the next
So you're
already.
A clone.
Hey.
Wow.
That's why you're always in your PJs. Okay.
I was literally born.
I've got great memories of the 80s.
All right.
I do. Unfortunately, we have to play a song.
Wow. That's
it's really unfortunate because I had great stories of the 80s, but now I can't
tell
you.
We'll do that next.
I'm sorry. I can't tell you. No, it's too late.
Nope,
I can't tell you.
Moment's gone. Moment's gone. Here comes the song.
Yeah, this is, Songhoy Blues with Sobauer. Yeah, something like that. Sobauer.
Yeah, that's it.
Soig Hole Blues.
It's South what?
I have no idea. they're another foreign band.
Song
Hoi Blues is the band. The name of the album or the song is Sobour? Sobour? I don't know.
Spell it.
Sobour.
Hmm. Sobour?
Sobour, maybe? I don't know.
Sobour. I don't know. It's a different language. It's
yeah,
hard to tell.
Yeah. Well,
Sour
these guys. These guys are kind of interesting because these guys are from Timbuktu. Anyone know where Timbuktu is at?
Africa.
What country?
That I can't tell you. I don't.
Anyone?
Remember.
Any guesses?
Northern Africa.
Sobour.
Yes. What are you?
I'm still trying. I'm not satisfied with any of the sounds that come out of my mouth.
Yeah, we aren't either. Just don't.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Get me out of this chair.
So they,
I dare you. I dare you.
Ben, you want to tap in?
What?
You want to tap in?
They're trying to replace me already.
That's
yes.
All right.
They're trying to replace me with a 5-year-old child.
It's too many PJ. I just can't handle the pajamas that often. I just
right.
Oh, God.
Okay, so before the show started,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is what order you wanted to put it in, but you're talking about grandmothers.
Well,
grandmothers.
Well,
do you want to do that now or do you want to do that later?
I was hoping to hear some 80s stories.
You want
from
80s
you.
Stories?
You said you were talking about
80s. That's what we were talking about.
Okay, I got
before.
All right.
Oh, I don't know if this is 80s.
Sabre or whatever.
This might be 80s. This might be 1989.
Okay, that's 80s.
And it has nothing to do with the 80s. It just happened in late 80s. Okay, so, and maybe I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
So there is a good old, I believe, 70s British sitcom. Called Allo Allo, and no, not Allo the internet company. Okay, Allo Allo. As a kid, it's funny. There's a lot of funny people on that show and that kind of thing. But growing up, I discovered that's very adult. Yeah, I mean the language, you know, just how they treated each other wasn't child friendly, and some of the things that they said was not friendly either, or family friendly. But it was a fun show. But anyways, there was this one particular character. Who always said to his mother-in-law, hey, Callie, you want to put my mic up a little bit, please?
You want to hear this? Want to be
yeah,
sure?
Yeah, you can
make sure we all hear this, yes.
It's not that great of a story, but I still like telling it. So, so we were watching the show as a family all the time. And so as a kid, you just soak things up like a sponge, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to say things that you probably shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to my grandmother.
Oh,
so this is an 889 story and a grandmother story.
Oh, hey. Wow.
And so this particular phrase, I'm not going to reveal it yet until I tell you what I told my grandmother. He said this to his mother-in-law all the time, or maybe it was his mother. I can't remember on the show. Mm-hmm. So anyways, then I believe in 1989, it could be 1990, We were
1989 for our purposes.
We were visiting my grandparents out there in Illinois near Chicago, and my grandmother and my mother are sitting there talking to each other, and I walk by, not really giving her any attention, just going to walk by and do something. I don't know, go play or something. And I think she said, "Hello, Jim." And I said, "Shut up, you old bat."
Nice.
Because that's what that character said.
Oh.
Although he always said to his mother-in-law, Shut up, you old bat. So that's just how I associated with it at that age.
So, 5-year-old Jim.
Shut up, you old bat.
I'm guessing you don't remember anything else about the 80s.
I remember...
or at least not that day.
I mostly remember the early 90s, to tell you the truth. There are some 80s memories,
well,
but not...
How old did you say you were in this story?
In this story? Well, I was born in 84, and this is 89 or 90, so I'm about 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, okay.
So,
I don't remember the 80s at all. My only 80s story is, hey, there was that one time when I was born, and
great story.
When were you born?
It was a good time, a lot of crying. Wringing of hands.
Right.
When was I born?
Yeah.
Latter portion of 88.
88,
okay. So, you know, I got another good year. I lived one year. Yeah.
It's a good year, because my Thunderbird was in 88 and ran for... 25 years or something like that.
I remember that.
Yeah,
it's a great car until it tried to explode.
What did you do to it?
It was just old. It had 250,000 miles on it, I think.
Okay, so Jim and I went to college
together. That's
what
the Thunderbird does when it gets old.
Jim and I
explodes.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Well, they do.
That's payback. That's payback for my intro.
That works. Fair enough.
Fair.
Fair enough.
Oh, so sorry. By the way, my mom says I was 3.
Oh.
I can remember when
wow.
I was 3.
Wow, yeah, that's
pretty good memory.
87.
Okay, then. Nice. So that's even better.
Yeah.
That's even better.
So, but I remember you and I went to college together. We made late night Walmart runs.
Yes.
And you had to have a passenger, I think, in your car because someone had to wipe down your windshield because it fogged over.
There was something weird about that windshield. I don't know what it was. It could be. It doesn't matter what time of year it was. It could be freezing outside. It could be blazing hot. My windows will fog up.
Yeah.
Or they did. I had like this like fog gone.
Yep. Yep.
And it was like this liquid stuff that you put on a rag and have to wipe down your window
time
I did it because my defroster apparently wouldn't work. It was weird.
That's hilarious.
That's weird.
Like,
I don't.
You had to have a co-pilot just to wipe down the
co-pilot.
Window.
That is so
going
funny.
Down in flames.
That's like, the boat equivalent to that would be, you know, like, can you come boating with me? I need somebody to bail. Need someone to bail yeah. while I drive.
That was a good car until it just tried to catch on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really did try to catch on fire. I'm not exaggerating about that. It tried to.
The car tried to
catch on fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I finally got rid of it because it was a hazard.
Because it was trying to catch on.
It was a great car. We got it when it was brand new, and I remember sitting in the back seat.
Because
I was too young to drive.
I mean, the story here? Like, cars don't try to do things. They don't.
I don't know. I'm not.
I don't care. I don't care what Pixar says.
You know, I.
How did
I
it catch on
a,
fire?
I decided to put a lighter to it and see what happened.
Oh,
you know.
You know.
I don't know how that happened.
You know what happened, David. He got bored on one Saturday day. Just decided to jump it.
Yes, I just decided to jump it. Because
you know.
That I understand.
Because you know. How enjoyable jumping a car is on a regular basis.
I understand.
He got too happy, you know, too excited about jumping this car
that he accidentally
switched the positive and negatives around.
Get to jump
the
car.
And you know what happens? Sparks fly, things like that.
I don't know.
Car with a carburetor probably, you know, has gas fumes coming out because it's an old car.
Boom.
I
mischaracterize that I enjoy jumping my car. It's more like a paddle.
There was no miscommunication there.
He enjoys it so much he clips
it onto both ears and sees what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
The car. I enjoy jumping the car.
Okay.
I'm not
anyways. I got another Thunderbird story here.
Okay. Oh boy.
And my sister's reminding me of this. It's not quite what she said.
Good
but,
for her.
So I have two siblings, and I'm the baby of the family, and we're all sitting in this 2-door coupe, 88 Thunderbird.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no room in the back seat, and of course the youngest one is always stuffed in the middle.
Of course.
So I got my sister on one side, my brother on the other side, and we're taking a long car trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens when kids sit next to each other and you're touching each other and breathing the same air. We're arguing. We're not having a good time. Mm. My dad, who's driving, says, if you guys don't stop. No, that's not what it was. I'm totally ruining the story. He said, Mommy, she picked a bigger booger than I did.
What?
She picked a bigger booger than I did. We all stopped arguing at that point. Because it was so funny. We just laughed the entire time. Because my dad just said she picked a bigger booger than I did. We just thought that was funny. Is there another 88?
I know your dad.
Story?
I don't see your dad ever saying that, by the way.
He's
got a humorous side to him.
I can totally see him saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I can totally see old Lovable Jack saying that.
I cannot see your dad see that or say that.
It would be.
Wow.
he picked a bigger booger than I did.
He would probably not say that. You would have to get him laughing a lot to pitch in to that degree.
But anywho. Carl called during
I'm
the break.
I'm laughing over here. I can't.
They're imagining my father saying that.
Yes.
It's a bizarre image. He's a very...
He's a good guy. He's a very good man.
Yeah. He's a very dignified individual.
He's very different from Jim's dad. So
I'm different from my dad.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course, my mom would disagree.
Oh, are you? Are you?
Well, every kid has similarities to their parents.
True. Right. True.
I know I'm contradicting myself. Whatever.
Carl called during the break.
Yeah, he did. I didn't really hear him that well because he's on speaker, and he said something about my Dallas Stars, my favorite hockey team, is doing worse than his Red Wings, which for the first time in 25 years missed the playoffs. And that's all I Callie said over there. Yeah.
I am. Yeah. It's a sad year, but it's a rebuilding year, so it's okay.
So
I think that's what we're going to call it, right?
Let me get this straight. The Red Wings are your favorite team, like the team. Mm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, why are you so bashful about that?
To my husband, they are.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to have any other favorites in our house.
Oh.
So for hockey, well, I can't even tell you either, Adam, because you'd be very mad at me.
Is that like spousal
support? I know who your
abuse?
Other team is.
Yep.
And he's very correct. Because I don't like that team either.
The hate is palpable.
There is hatred.
The Avalanche.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's a team called the
However,
the
yes, there's a team called the
However,
Avalanche.
They are the only team that's doing worse than us. So
that is true.
By a long shot, the whole organization's in shambles.
That
it really is. Yeah.
The entire Avalanche is in shambles.
The team's not good.
My favorite team is the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, you would be. All right.
Oh my God. You guys are listening to Off on a Tangent here on 95.7 FM LP. I said that backwards. KNNA LP 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska. You guys can also listen on the web at www.thecross957.org, or you can also download the app at Google Play or the App Store. Just search KNNA. Adam, what do we got here?
I have no idea.
It's a song.
Omega is the band.
And we can't pronounce it.
Gwenghoyo Lanyu.
That's a great job.
It is. I think I practiced that. I practiced that.
Close enough, anyway.
You gotta learn to control your life.
That was a great song.
Yeah. That was Gung Ho You La Now. I practiced this when I was home. Ha, I said it 20 times.
I knew that first version was made up.
Gung Ho You La Now. I think that's how it is. I don't know. By the band called Omega.
I really like them.
It's a great song.
I don't know what they were singing.
Yeah.
But you have gone over the lyrics, though.
Yes, I have.
So you know what it says. Do you know, what is that song about?
The Pearl Hair Girl is the translation.
It's the translation of the title.
Girl. Yes, the title is Pearl Hair Girl in English.
Okay, so off the air, we were trying to figure out what country this song is
from. Yeah.
And I had already mentioned Romania and Iceland, and that was not it.
David, your turn.
I mean,
what do you think?
Is it Russian?
Not Russian.
Bulgaria?
Ooh, no.
Dang it.
Did I say Romania already?
Ukraine.
You said Romania.
Bulgaria?
Ukraine.
When you said Romania,
you guys
said,
are so close.
It's getting warmer.
You guys are close.
Lithuania?
Man, I gotta pull out my geography.
I'm a geography major in college.
Be impressed that I even knew most of those countries.
I am. So.
Is it Lithuania?
No.
I guess.
Come on. You're getting closer.
There's a lot of countries in Europe, and I don't remember all of them.
Eric Wallace said Belgium.
Belgium?
No.
No, not Belgium.
No, sorry, Eric.
Denmark?
Denmark? No. We're getting colder.
Oh.
This is fun. This is
We are getting colder.
Well,
it's
those
cold
of you,
if you go
out
north.
There in Radio Land, if you know the answer, you can shoot us a Twitter feed. Give us the answer on Twitter. What's the Twitter again, David?
Oh, at Tangent Radio 957.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you can shoot us an answer within the next few minutes, see if you can get it.
Yep.
Eric is on our messenger, and he's guessing decent guesses.
If he's got time to be on messenger, why isn't he here?
That's right.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, Eric.
Excuse me.
Eric.
Excuse me.
I love
you,
Eric.
Can you blame him?
Okay.
Really?
No,
he can take.
He takes a nice long trip to get out here.
Yeah, he
every
does.
Week. So
yeah.
No, I'm not blaming him.
So Eric,
where does he commute from?
Seward.
Oh, so.
Every week
that.
He comes out from Seward.
I knew that. And
so
I forgot.
Bless him for doing that.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah. Anyway, he has some good guesses. Italy? No. France?
No, that didn't sound French.
No, mm-mm. Not French.
No, I'm running out of countries.
You're
Czechoslovakia.
No.
If this is a gypsy band, I'm going to be very upset. They definitionally don't have a country.
Ooh, you're in the area.
How dare you?
There's no country called gypsy.
No, there's no.
No, they're vagabonds by definition.
This is kind of the area that they kind of come from. So,
what about Hungarian?
Where do the gypsies wander around?
We got a winner!
Hungarian!
It's because she looked at a map on her phone.
Yeah.
I did not. I don't have. My phone is right. Is like.
You were using Ashley's.
A foot and a half in front of me.
Yeah. No! Hungarian.
Hungarian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. I'll be darned.
This song came out in 1968, I believe.
No kidding.
Yeah, 1968.
I thought it was recent. It sounded recent.
No, recent. 1968 is when it came on.
The
came
Hungarians
out.
Are just way ahead of us in terms of pop culture, I guess.
Not really. Which is interesting because they're still Soviet back then, I think. So
were they?
Yeah.
Huh.
Or they're kind of on the edge of, you know, splitting out. You know, they're splitting off from the Soviet Union back then, and the riots, things. I don't know.
Do you remember that Romanian song Maya He?
Ah.
Maya. Oh my goodness.
Is
that was Romania.
One, is that,
that was Romania.
Is that that one guy?
Maya.
Is that that one guy that did that? It was like a very early YouTube
Salud.
Video. He was dancing to that. In
yes.
Oh, this guy?
Yes. That guy.
Oh
the
my
guy
gosh.
Putting his hands up in the air like he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
The Numa Numa kid. What's the name?
Yeah, there was a Numa Numa kid.
Really?
Yeah. That was the same guy?
Him.
That was him.
Same guy?
That was him. That was the name of that video. Yep.
Numa Numa, yay. Oh yeah! I actually have that song.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
I bet you have the hamster dance song as well.
Yes, I do.
Very upbeat.
Oh,
I also have Cotton Eye Joe.
That one's catchy.
Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? No, it's not sad. It's great. Believe it or not,
it's sad.
Believe it or not, I like techno music.
Oh, I'm not saying.
I'm
not saying techno is bad.
It's weird for me to say that because. You know, I have my own show, Soundtrack
right.
Telling, and I do soundtracks. Mm. And guys at work, they'll ask me every once in a while, so what are you listening to? And I look at them and say, what do you think? Soundtracks. I mean, that's all I listen to. But I do like techno music.
Mm-hmm.
I remember techno Family Guy made fun of techno music.
Oh, techno music is great to make fun of.
Oh, yeah. He goes up to a guy like, all right, we're playing techno, so what key were we in? The guy goes, no, 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 we're not doing that.
Key. There's no key. Yeah, like gives him a frying pan and a spoon. Here, just hit this.
That's basically what it is.
Oh, have you seen those guys take PVC pipes? And they'll make this
great contraption. Yes, I've seen that.
That's about 4 feet long and about 2 feet wide.
Yeah.
And about 2 feet, 3 feet tall.
Yep.
And they have all these PVC pipes that are set up like a xylophone sort of.
Oh, yes, yes,
and
yes,
then
yes,
you can take like flip-flops or whatever paddles that you got.
Uh-huh.
And it's like the Blue Man Group, only a one-man Blue Man Group.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to town on this. It sounds incredible.
It is good.
I saw that video floating around Facebook. Yeah.
So
that if I ever went to Las Vegas, that's what I would do. Is if they're still there, I would go see the Blue Man Group because I think that type of music is great.
It
doesn't have to be Vegas. I could go watch someone else who knows how to do it.
They had them in Lincoln a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah, they did. Oh, Carl and I went to the show, and they actually came down into the audience, and they started crawling all over the seats.
Mm-hmm.
One of them put their hand on my head to go into the next row behind us.
Whoa.
It was pretty cool.
And that's why you haven't washed your hair since.
Yep, exactly.
You do have a blue spot.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'm still there. It's glowing.
Yeah.
It's glowing.
They put on a good show, though.
Yeah, I can imagine. I heard it's awesome. I had a friend that went. He got tickets on the first four rows. In the first rows, couple of rows, they give you ponchos because they're just spraying stuff all over.
Mm-hmm.
So, like paint?
Paint.
Yeah, paint.
Water, probably water-based paint. Water-based stuff like paint. That comes out, you know, slime, mm-hmm. things like that. Yeah, they do. Yeah. So
I would go see them.
I would do that.
How did that group even get started? Like, it's just such a weird premise. Like, let's cover ourselves in blue paint and play music and throw paint.
That, you know, I think they're just a bunch of guys in an office and like, oh, that kind of sounds good. And they decided to start make some of it. And all of a sudden, they have off shows. They branched out.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their main show in Vegas, and they also tour. So
that's been around for a bit now.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah. How long, like, did that get started in the 90s?
I bet you it was in the 90s. At least 20 years, I bet.
Hmm. Wow.
So, probably older than Ben. Longer than Ben.
Well, Ben is...
Okay, I'm going off on a tangent here.
Oh, that's fine.
So Adam, maybe you saw Eric.
Yeah.
I saw Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Is
he ranting because he didn't get the thing?
No,
thing,
no.
Right?
No. But he mentioned how YouTube is where culture goes to die.
False.
You think that's false?
It's a broadcasting thing. Well, okay. Ooh, actually, the more I think about this, this is quite a discussion.
I wish he was here.
This
to
is a discussion starter.
I wish he was here to flush this out.
Yeah,
Eric can call.
The more I think
phone.
About it, the That's more true. I see yeah. where he might get that idea. Because I mean, there is sort of a crisis with copyright infringement, and you know, just artists, you know, stuff mm-hmm. showing up on YouTube. And
yeah, if you
want to
find the music that you
paid.
Heard on the radio, you mm-hmm. can just find it on YouTube and just play it over and over.
Right, you don't have to go places to see things in the same way that you
they got
did before
VR
YouTube.
Video. Now you can just move your phone around and you can see.
Yeah,
you know, you can go on tour, virtual tours.
I mean, so you could argue that. I don't know. I mean,
it's bound to happen.
But YouTube is also
internet.
It's full of lies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many videos do you come across of? Hey, I just took video footage of this alien hoax. Just
true.
All a hoax.
Especially
you know,
today.
If you
goodness.
Go to politics, that's even worse. I'd rather watch fake alien videos.
True.
Adam, what do we got here?
This is Vadhan Madam. Madam? I don't know. Vadhan.
Watch your mouth.
Vadhanda Madam by Brian Jonestown Massacre.
All right.
That was Vadhande Medem by Brian Jones.
Watch your mouth. Jeez, Adam.
You don't even know what that means.
No, I don't. What does it mean?
It means what happened to them.
I don't know. That's what I've been wondering on this show all the time. What happened to them?
That's the song title, yep.
Maybe that's what we should have called this show instead of Off on a Tangent. What happened to them?
What happened to them? Up next.
Yeah. You won't believe what happened next.
Clickbait. It's even on the radio. What is that?
Anyway.
Okay. So we've got a nice segment coming up here. Ooh, nice, Callie.
We have. That was good. What's this?
All right. This is Would You Rather Time.
Oh.
How long have you been doing this, David?
I don't recognize this music.
That's okay, because I cannot find my flash drive. And no, it did not get lost here in the studio. It's okay, user error here. I don't know where I put it. So it's the music that we usually use on for this is gone right now. Yeah. Until I can put another one together. Okay, so first question is for Would You Rather. And those of you out there on Radio Land, you can either email us what you think or also Twitter us the answers. Now, we probably won't get to it in time for the show to give your answers, but hey, at least you can participate, right?
Yeah, we're not really paying attention, to be honest.
What?
I don't think we're paying attention.
What?
Hey, you be honest.
Okay, first question.
Here we go.
Help someone move into a new house once, or pick someone up from the airport 15 times. So would you rather help someone move into a new house once or pick someone up from the airport 15 times?
David, go. You're first.
I have moved many people into many houses. I know what I'm doing. I'll go with that.
Move
people, somebody into a house
once?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
All right.
Yeah, I've moved plenty of people in my lifetime, too, so...
I mean, picking someone up at an airport, it depends on which airport. Are we talking, like, Chicago Midway? Because driving, like,
driving around that airport... we're in Lincoln. I mean, yeah, traffic's not an issue.
Yeah, I mean, are you picking them up from the Lincoln airport, or are we talking, like, the Chicago airport or the Denver airport? Like, what airport?
Well, I know my answer, so...
Very circumstantial, then, huh? It depends on what airport that you have to go to.
Yes.
If it was Chicago, I'd say... Nope.
No.
I'm not going to the airport. You can handle it yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Same thing with like the New York airports and Los Angeles airports. I just don't want to go there anyway, so I don't like those places. I don't like Chicago, I don't like New York, I don't like LA. Just
so you're going with move somebody else?
I would rather move somebody else, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You're gonna think I am nuts.
I already do.
Well, no. I know that.
Oh, plot twist!
I would go to the airport and I would enjoy it. Seriously,
15 times?
How?
Oh yeah.
How?
I'm an aviation guy. I can watch planes land in and out all day.
Yeah, but you're there to pick somebody up, not go window watching.
Yeah. However, a lot of these places have things called cell phone parking, so you can park close by. So when the person lands, they call you. And you're close enough to swing by, and you can pick them up, and you can just wait there at this parking spot.
So you would show up early,
yeah,
just to watch airplanes.
Oh, you have no idea how nerd out how geeky I would be with this. And I've done this
nothing
before.
Wrong with that.
Okay,
wrong with that. I'll still make fun of you, but there's nothing wrong with
that. Oh, you're gonna make fun of me for a long time after hearing this story.
Doesn't even
One afternoon, me and the ex-girlfriend were in Minneapolis, and we had a couple hours to spare. So she was like, I know you're an aviation guy. Why don't you, let's go watch the airplanes come in and out. So we did. I had my phone on, and I started tracking these planes coming in and out with my phone. And they're like, okay, that one's coming in from Boston, and that's an Airbus. And that was departing to France on an Airbus 330. This is a true story.
I believe you.
So we just sat there along a runway for about an hour because we had nothing else to do. And I'm like, this is heaven for me. She was in a different place, but I was quite fascinated with this.
So
there's a reason why I'm single now.
So you were on.
But say, there's more questions arising that I'm not going to ask.
That's true. What?
Nope. Next question.
you're just peeking into my life.
Okay.
That's not the reason why I'm single, by the way.
Here we go. Okay. Would you rather Swim 2 miles wearing cowboy boots or mountain bike 10 miles wearing platform shoes. Would you rather swim 2 miles wearing cowboy boots or mountain bike 10 miles wearing platform shoes?
I'm not sure I could swim. I could swim 2 miles, much less with cowboy boots.
Now, Adam, I want you to also consider that you can swim in this scenario, okay?
Mm. Thank you.
Okay.
Because I can't.
Find you a date to show you how to swim.
I can do the basics. I can swim in a pool and do that.
Okay, kiddie pools don't count.
In a normal pool.
That's not swimming. Your knees are touching the ground.
Look, I can float on my back. Look. We love you, Adam. Okay, so
Adam, put the knife away.
That says I'm going to kill you, look, right there. Okay, so swim or walk?
Bike.
Bike.
Walking.
Bike.
Wishful thinking there.
Mountain bike, 10 miles wearing platform shoes. I would bike.
I would probably bike, although that they both sound awful.
Adam, what do you think?
I would bike, not because I can't swim, but if you're biking, you get to enjoy the scenery, enjoy the time. You can listen to music, things like that.
That's right.
You can't do that. Well, I guess there's headphones that you can.
Right.
You can do that.
Well, but you can't see anything.
Yeah, you can't pay attention to the nice scenery around you. You're looking out for, water.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, I walked / jogged 11 and a half miles during work. Mm-hmm. So in less than 6 hours, I did that. I was pretty exhausted. So when I think about swimming 2 miles, I don't think I would make a mile. That's a lot of work. So biking, I could do 10 miles. Yeah. I know platform shoes would stink, but I could do that. Okay, we got to move on to the next question here, which... I don't remember which one it is. Give me a second. There we go. Would you rather fight heavy traffic for 1 hour every day or commute comfortably for 2 hours on a train every day? Maybe we did this one already, but we're doing it again.
Mm.
Oh.
There you go, Callie.
We're good.
Yeah, you're fine.
We're
fine. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So would you rather fight heavy traffic for 1 hour every day or commute comfortably for 2 hours on a train every day? Now, put yourselves outside of Lincoln and into, say...
Tokyo.
Chicago.
Seriously, yeah. I mean, that's LA.
Beijing.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, put yourselves in those places. Because Lincoln, we don't really have that problem of bumper-to-bumper traffic.
If you're from a small town, Nebraska, you think Lincoln's traffic's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And I've had coworkers go to Lincoln, and they leave like hour and a half early to get to Lincoln from Seward. They're like, why do you have to leave so early? Well, traffic? No!
Yeah, bumper-to-bumper traffic for Nebraskans is about 500 feet apart.
Yeah, it really is.
So. You have no idea. I've been to California.
I have too.
I know how bad that traffic is. So
people are crazy.
They are. That's why I won't go back. And I was born there. I disown my birthplace.
I would... Everything there causes cancer. I'm not going back there. Everything goes, especially the traffic.
If you eat this food, you will die of cancer, according to California laws. Oh, so, again, would you rather fight heavy traffic for an hour or commute comfortably for 2 hours on a train every day? I would read.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. So I would commute on a train for 2 hours instead of having to deal with unfortunate people.
Yeah.
For nicer terms.
I would commute. I would commute on the train.
The 2 hours?
You got a view, too.
Especially if I was in a city with traffic.
Here's the thing. If you're in a really big city like Tokyo, have you ever seen video footage of people in a train in Tokyo?
It's packed.
They pack people in. They have sticks pushing people in.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. They're packing sardines.
It's literally like that. Strangers. But we're not in Japan, so let's...
No. Is that a train? That is a train.
That's
it's
a train.
Like, it's
yeah.
not like a
oh,
L train
yeah.
or a
oh,
subway
yeah.
in Tokyo. That's a train.
That's a train. Yeah. Commute train. Yeah. Commute so, train. I would definitely do the train, obviously, but because I'm with you, I can listen to music, read, whatever.
Nice. And if you can't read because you're stuffed in like sardines, you can always have an audiobook.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you could do that in the car too, but
you can listen to your...
but you have to listen to what's around you too, because you have to be
well,
aware.
If the traffic's really bad, you got to be paying attention. You might as well not have a book to listen to.
So,
anywho.
Well, you know what that means when you hear that tune.
That is the end of our program.
This has been fun.
That was a great leeway into the end of
the end
show.
Of our program.
Just
there's people that say program instead of program. I don't get that.
Program?
What?
Program.
Program?
Program.
Program like
end
pilgrim?
End of the program, pilgrim.
I was just thinking that. Thanks, John Wayne.
No problem. No problem.
All right, well, I'm Captain Kirk.
I'm Adam.
I'm David.
And we'll catch you guys hopefully next week. Same time, same bat channel. 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. every Saturday night. You can get us on Twitter, Facebook, and go on the website. You can listen to our archived episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we will catch you all later. Have a good night.
Good night.
Take it easy.